Thank you. Greetings, friend. The Gospel by John, chapter 18, verse 37. We have here the Lord Jesus, and he's before Pilate, the judge, the governor, and the Lord has said, in answer to the question, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Pilate asked the question, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell thee of me?" And then Pilate gives an evasive answer. He says, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom..." He has a kingdom. "It's not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate, bewildered, Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and to this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Heareth my voice. I am a king. Here is the great truth that was overlooked by the people, especially those to whom he came. Matthew tells us that he was born king of the Jewish folk. But they refused to receive him as their king. The world rejected him as their ruler, as their king. Yes, they could receive others and make them kings. But when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords came, then they rejected him. And yet the Lord Jesus reminds them here in no uncertain terms, "I am a king. Thou sayest that I am a king," said the Lord Jesus to Pilate. Pilate didn't know the truth, apparently, that he was the king of the Jews. But he was born that way. He was born king of the Jews. But having been rejected, then he turned to the Gentiles and to the world. And he became the savior of the world by giving his life a ransom for us all. So he broke down the middle wall of partition between the two great divisions of the human family at that time, the Jewish folk and the Gentile folk. And we read now that through Paul the Apostle in the book of Ephesians, that the Lord Jesus by his death on the cross broke down the middle wall of partition, and salvation is now not just to one nation, but salvation now is offered to every person of every nation under the canopy of heaven. I am a king. Yes, and by and by, the world will have to acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the mighty one, the exalted one, the one who made the heavens and the earth, and who will receive the homage of the heavens and the earth in a day to come, as no other potentate, no other king ever has. Because every knee will bow to him. We read this in the Gospels, in the Epistles rather, that every knee to him will bow. Yes, not only that, not only will every knee bow, and you just think for a moment, friends, what this will mean, that every knee will bow. This means the knees of every person from the beginning of time, from the very, very start of the human family, right down to the last one to be born into the world, they will. They must bow themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. For he will be what he is already, and he will be forever, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will have every knee to bow unto him. Every knee shall bow, and what's more, every eye shall see him. Yes, many in the subject didn't in all their lifetime ever see the king that ruled over them. They didn't. They couldn't. Their homes were too far away, so that they did not ever see the king over which the power of reign existed. But here's a king, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every eye shall see him. There will not be any exception there. None whatsoever. There will be no exception. The Lord, the eyes of everyone will see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you know that Job had this knowledge way back in the early days of the beginning of time. For he said, though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall behold, as whom I shall see with my eyes and shall behold, and not another. I'll see him. With these eyes I'll see him. Though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes behold, and not another. And every eye shall see him, every knee shall bow to him. Ah, but there's more. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, and he therefore will rule from not only from shore to shore, but from eternity through eternity. He will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, my friends, here is the God of heaven. Here is deity. Here is the one who is over all by divine appointment, by the grace of God, by the power of God, the unlimited power of God. He is, he ever will be, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, my friends, you and I, down at the end of time, down at the day of God's reckoning, we must meet him. We must see him. We must bow our knees before him. And our tongues must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There will be no exceptions. We must. We cannot avoid these three great things. We must meet God. We must see him with our own eyes. We must bow our own knees before him. It'll not be somebody else that's bowing their knees. They will, but we must bow our knees, and our tongues must confess. Now, where do we find this? My friends, it's written clearly in the Epistle to the Philippians, the second chapter. And we read there that the Lord Jesus, in verse 6, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. This he did willingly and voluntarily for you and for me. This is what he has done. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, not only death. He had to become obedient, for death had no power over him. He was God manifest in the flesh. Even the death of the cross, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that which is above every name, that what? At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Yeah, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. That's all inclusive, friend. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, my friends, the Lord is going to be in his rightful place by and by, King of kings and Lord of lords. I am a king. He's King of kings. He's over all. My friends, we can meet him now as Savior and then reign with him in eternity to come. Do you wish to? Will you do it today? Receive him. Blessed God, we thank thee for the Savior. He died. He was King of kings, but he's coming back someday when he will show that power over all of his heaven, of his creation, heaven, earth, and under the earth. He will be King and King, Lord of lords. Bless our country, our president, all of our rulers, all of our governments, all who have heard thy word, may they confess the Savior is theirs. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we earnestly pray. Amen.